Hamburg City Council meeting to order at 7 o'clock for March 12, 2019. All rise for pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I get chocolate. Gets me every time.
Do you want me to get you a cough drop?
Open up public comments.
I should be all right.
I know you're here for that. All right, then we'll move on then to agenda review. Would it be okay for us to move that approval of firefighter Mark Plants into the consent agenda? I think all we're waiting for is a background check. So outside of that, as long as he passes that, I think we're good with him, right?
Yep.
Unless anybody has any objection, we'll all talk about it.
The nice thing with him, just two cents, is he has all his credentials and training and everything already, so.
Hope he does.
He's, Marty Rademacher's apartment. Chris, you have anything else?
That's it.
Mayor, council, just one thing I want to point out. I added a resolution. It's 2019-05. It's in the consent agenda. Basically, that's just a resolution approving the PFA application for the drinking water revolving fund, which I don't think there'd be any objections to that since we're moving forward with the water tower, so.
Anybody else have anything else to add or subtract or to pull from the consent agenda? If not, I'd look for a motion to adopt the agenda as amended.
I move to adopt the agenda as amended.
Sorry. Moved and seconded to adopt the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Amended. For a motion then to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda approved. Fire chief is not able to be here. He's at the township talking to them. So the only other thing is, I guess they added or installed some lights and rest of the ladder.
Yep. That's all he had, so.
Would you like to come up? Is it too low? She was sitting there, honestly.
She was there a minute ago.
Don't tip over, though. We don't need one. Okay. So you're before us this evening about the project, correct?
Right. So I think the biggest thing, Lois, you had is who's paying what, kind of the breakdown, right? Okay. So in the, do we have a spare agenda there, Tamara? Is it?
She has one.
Up there.
Okay. So, yeah, and I'll find it for you, Lois. So basically what we've agreed upon was the fact that we would pay for the storm sewer in the street, which was estimated to be about $32,433, you know, including the pond outlet, which was $18,200. And then the And then the construction of the pond of $35,438.50, that's what was estimated. So that's the expenses that the city has agreed to.
Now, I'm wondering if George Street will be continued and Donald Avenue will be continued to one?
They'd be connected, yeah.
Is the city going to pay for some of that also? For Donald Avenue and George Street? Do I have to pay for all of that? If I do, the town halls are going to be very expensive.
Well, that's what we've agreed to, were these costs that we laid out, and we agreed to that back in August 2018.
So what about the streets?
It was the understanding that the streets would be your cost minus the stormwater in the streets. What we had agreed to is that we would pay for the stormwater portion of it because we felt that it wasn't just that area where it was collecting the stormwater. There was other areas where that stormwater was going. So we had agreed to, you know, pick up those expenses for the stormwater.
I'm thinking the city should be able to pay for some of that street.
I guess that would, I mean, that would have to be open to discussion with council on their thoughts on that. And I guess I don't know if you have anything in mind of what you were thinking or.
Well, the street work alone, the whole visit, that's going to cost me $70,000.
For Brad Street there?
For George Street and Donald Avenue to continue them around. And that's city property. The streets are the city property, right?
Right. Now, how typically in the past have we worked with in regards to new additions and streets?
Well, basically what we do is we would assess that all back into the properties. So the street, cost of the streets, water, sewer, storm, all that would be, you know, assessed back to the properties based on linear front footage. So that's how we would spread out those costs of the, you know, the actual improvements.
But let me ask you something. We can't really change this once this motion has been made and second, can we go back on the approval of George Street development? The city will cover the cost of the storm water, the pond, and the street storm water piping at an estimated $86,072. And Lois will be covering the cost of the water, sanitary, street, curb and gutter, and utilities. I mean, it's been upon completion of the project, and for the pond will be donated by the to the city by Lois, second by Councilman Trivish. Motion of unanimously approved. City Hall for Councilmember presented. How do we deal with that?
What I'm thinking is what we'd have to do is, you know, we haven't finalized the developer's agreement. It's in draft form. So we'd have to change that. And then I think the council would have to make another motion that the city's also agreeing to pay for, you know, whatever additionally. And I think we would be okay that way.
And then we turn around. What we pay for and assess it back to.
Well, the problem is, we can't do that unless we do the project as a whole. Because what that, it's under Minnesota Statutes 429. In order for us to do, you know, bonding, we have to assess 20%. Well, the problem is then we would get in and then we would be the developer. And I don't think we want to get into that personally. The other problem we run into, I don't know what this additional cost is, but it wasn't budgeted for. So this would be monies we would have to find and come up with. You know, because this whole thing was, I thought we were, you know, like I said, back in August already, we were under this understanding because, if I remember correct, Lois, you were at this meeting.
Pardon?
You were at this meeting in August when we had agreed to this.
Well, you finally gave me permission to meet in October, and I could go ahead. It was in August we started.
On the end of Donald, or would we continue to down to George Street? Would there be any lots there for development?
Well,
that's where the four lots are.
Yeah, that's where.
George.
I mean, you have to extend it all the way, you know, for driveways You know, because you're gonna have a townhome here and a townhome here. So you're gonna have a townhome kinda on the other side of Donald, you know, to the north there.
That's just my question, well, we got that little turnaround there.
Yeah, it's not like we could just connect the roads.
Is there another house that could go on either side, no?
Yeah.
The only, the land on each side belongs to me. But I'm thinking the city should have some of those streets.
Well, that's not the way when we agreed with this, Ross, that's not the way we had asked you, and you said, yes, you'd be fine with that. I mean, that's why we said we could go ahead and do this pond and that, because we could find the money to do it. But we didn't have the money to, and we don't wanna get into the development business.
No, I know.
We don't, they made that mistake the last time they got in down there, so we don't wanna start something like that again.
Council, any other thoughts?
Well, I think our biggest hurdle is
75.
I hate to say this, but I feel like we've already had negotiations. I feel like the negotiations weren't honest. And now we just don't have the, I don't feel like we have the money budgeted. We just, Jeremy worked some serious magic to get the water tower through. Now how are we gonna?
Well, we even moved monies around to be able to do the pond. And now the streets, from what I got here, the estimate from last year, and who knows, that's from June, so who knows if that's gonna go up or not, but I think it was around $74,500 for the streets.
So what are you gonna charge me for the permits?
We did talk about that, didn't we?
And the permits, do they go two for each townhouse, four permits, or two and two?
Two and two, well, two and, it'd be one for townhome and then one for the other set of townhomes, so it'd be two permits. But I think what we also discussed, you know, we'd have the whack and sack charges also. Which is basically gonna be $7,000 per unit.
Pardon?
$7,000 per unit.
But we did,
Per unit, that would mean?
$28,000.
Don't you think that's pretty steep?
Well, that's something that we have, I mean, it's, that would have to be negotiated by council.
Other townhouses that were built here in Hamlet. Grant Street?
Yep.
What did they have to pay?
I think we agreed this, because one was stubbed in there already. Because it was stubbed in already, that we only had them pay for one set of whack and sack fees. So that, like I said, that's something that would be, something more so, I'd say, open to negotiation versus the streets.
Yeah, the whack and sack we could deal with her, because we're not dishing any money out over that, we're just not deeming the money to come back in.
Right. You know, it's not like we're doing the work, so.
Right, and we're a street, where are we gonna find the money? I mean, snowballing, I think alone is probably gonna put a pretty good fight on our butt right now.
Last month was almost $8,700.
Yeah, I see that. You could thank the former councilman here, because it is probably $3,500 higher than it should be. You could get ahead and just fall further behind you.
Any other thoughts from the council, otherwise, I mean, like Jeremy's pointed out, and Councilman Fentman's pointed out, back in August, we made the motion. Back in August, we made the motion to go ahead and move forward with the project, and donated, or earmarked the fact that we would take care of the stormwater pond and stormwater piping, and that would have fallen onto the project.
And I think the discussion, if I remember right, that we had with the street, wasn't so much the street, it was the storm sewer.
Right.
Because of the fact that we had, you know, waters running from various areas.
Right.
So to help out with the streets, we agreed to pay for the cost for
the
stormwater. That was our agreement to helping out with the street portion of it.
You're gonna charge me $7,000 per year.
Well, like I said, that I think is open to negotiation.
We can talk about that.
Yeah.
That's negotiable. But I don't need to talk about that now until we get the, who's gonna pay for what here on the streets first.
Council, any additional thoughts? Otherwise, like you said, we've.
That's an awful lot of street, that's what it has to be taken care of. From the last house, all the way to down, and then around the lane.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Jeremy, but does the city not take on the responsibility of the streets until after they're developed?
Correct. After the development, then they would be our responsibility.
Right. So right now, it's basically up to the developer to put the street in.
Right.
Same thing would be.
But we agree.
When Mike came out here,
yep.
He'd be coming to us to say, you bring me the blacktop, bring me curb and gutter and everything out the township so that I can get my townhomes in behind it.
Correct.
Behind the baseball
field. And that's what kind of killed that deal.
Right.
And the thing is, what we've talked about with the streets, doing that and having those, you know, the cost of the streets, just trying to find the best way to say it, is those costs. A lot of times we've had other areas in the city where they wanted to do that, but then wanted the city to fit the bill, you know, and then find out that it's not feasible. But I was under the understanding that, you know, we had this all ironed out and we had that, you know, kind of drafted in a developer's agreement that we will, you know, would agree to once we, you know, were ready to go here. So there would have to be those changes. And the other thing we would have to look at in the developer's agreement is the fact that, you know, what we had in there is that it would be built to city specs, you know, because the last thing we want is to inherit a, you know.
And that's what Justin got involved with this.
Right.
He was looking out for the city's interest in getting that done.
You know, and what we have here is, you know, Justin's reviewed it and given an approval on that. You know, so the big thing would be is we would want to make sure that the roads are built to city specs per approval from our engineer, and we would have that written in the developer's agreement that, you know, the developer, which would be Lois, would agree to those terms. And then once, the roads are completed and everything's completed, then we would take full responsibility and ownership of the roads. So typically, you know, Lois has said it's our land. Technically, yeah, it's right away. It's mapped that way. So we can look at it that way. But if we were to do that development, like I said, all these costs would be assessed back into the lots. Yeah, and that's my biggest thing is, you know, even if we were to come to some agreement, you know, and we want to do this year, where would we come up with these monies? And like I've said, with Lois being the developer, we can't go get financing, because then we would have to, in order to get financing, we'd have to assess 20%.
Okay, that's... You're going to charge me $56,000 for the permits.
I don't know what the permits. Permits are based on valuation, so, and you know, I could give, if you knew a rough cost of what each unit.
I can't. I don't know, because then, I don't know what.
And then I can't give you the cost of the permit because it's based on valuation,
so
and footage.
You're out of cost, and furthermore. It took so long for you guys to finally say yes. We have to find out from all these people that we had prices from. if they're going to be the same or higher or what's going to happen. So we're working on that right now.
Yeah, and I wish the process was quicker.
Can you?
But the thing is, we have a lot of hoops to jump through, Lois, going through state agencies, and even this pond is...
Okay, but do you go through state agencies for permit?
Yes.
For sewer and water.
For sewer and water, and the pond.
And all those through the health.
I realize that, but for the permit, you mean I have to pay?
No, not for the actual building permit.
That's what I'm talking.
But like I said, I can't give you a number unless I know the square, rough square, even if you just have a rough square footage and valuation, I could have MinSpec run numbers to tell you what the permit would cost.
I do understand.
Okay, so if you want to bring them up to me, I can send them to MinSpec, and they could probably give me a rough number, at least give you something to work with.
Okay, if I take care of the street, will you take care of the permit?
Up to them.
You're opening a whole can of worms here, but...
You know, because I gotta, I'd have to... Let me look up what the cost of them permits was.
When I said, yes, it's the city's responsibility, it should have been done 17 years ago, and it should have been. I mean, I took a lot of flack for that from people in the city, and I thought to myself, I got elected to sit in this seat for, and I'll take it, because I could justify my answers. But now, when we went through this, and what it states right here, what I just read, we kind of, I thought, us and Lois were on an agreement, and that's how the developer's agreement was going to get rolled up. And now, we can't be going and changing things, because, man, people are going to, when it, people would find out about this, that, you know, we're going to, oh, we can't do this because Lois wants us to, you know, pay for the streets or something. Oh, I'll resign and get out of here, because I'm not going to take that kind of flack.
Okay, so, just to give you an idea, Lois, for the last townhome, the duplex that was put in, that was valued at about $256,000, and the permit was $11,100, and that was including the whack and sack charges. So
the permit's about $4,000.
Right. If you looked at the permit, you know. You know, the permit was about $3,600, you know, and then you had whack and sack, and then water meters. So, you know, depending now if these are bigger, more glamorous, you know, obviously the valuation then is going to...
Each unit is about 46 by 50. No basement.
So I can't imagine for the two townhomes it'd be more than, you know, 20 to 25,000 for permit for, you know, four units. And that would be assuming, you know, whack and sack.
Councilman, other thoughts? Otherwise, I mean, Councilman Feltman laid it out, the fact that, you know, back in August, we had the agreement, the motion was made to cover the expenses in the way they are set out to be covered. Now, the rest of the stuff, that's a conversation we can have as we're moving the project forward in regards to especially the whack and sack thing in that. But otherwise, you know, the one thing that the council is probably going to be leery of doing is not trying to set new precedent that hasn't already been done before.
So the council will not help me with the permits in any way even?
As far as
whack and sack, maybe?
The permits have been done in the past. It's been on the developer and the builder to take care of the permits in the past. That's how it's always been done in that. I think you know, for it to be consistent and not show a new trend or to create other issues. But that being said, the councils in the past have taken the whack and sack fees off the board. So that could be a conversation we had down the road.
Being that you donated land to us for the pond and stuff, your generosity, we sure would look at things that we're willing to give to cut their costs with some of them.
Not a permit.
As far as paying for permits, I don't think you want to open that can of worms.
Not the actual permit.
Anybody that comes in.
Maybe the whack and sack, and the way you can, and the way you can justify is because she's putting in.
Right. That's my point exactly. But as far as paying something that we don't get the money, I mean, it's going to the state or the county or wherever for the permits. I don't think that's a can of worms we want to open up and have everybody that wants to develop in town or build something in town say, well, why don't you waive my permit? Pretty soon we're sitting there paying for everybody's building permit. I don't think we want to do that.
You know, and kind of what you see in the municipality industry is it's not unprecedented to make negotiations on whack and sack due to the lack of growth. It's kind of a common practice you'll see in a lot of cities that aren't experiencing growth. You know, with everything you do, you want to justify.
Exactly. Councilman Buckentine, Councilman Tracy, anything else to add? Otherwise, Councilman.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in agreement with everything said so far. I mean, it's
okay. Well, it sounds from the council that August 21st motion that was made and the agreement that was made at that point in time, we're going to stay with that. But as we move forward and we need to hook the units up, I think that's a conversation that we can entertain.
So you can't help me with roads or the permit?
That would be correct.
Well, I'll tell you what. My townhouses are going to get too damn expensive then because they have to raise the price quite a bit.
Yeah, that's... I mean, that's what Mike Street found out too was. That it takes a lot of money to develop.
Yeah, Mike, please.
But I mean, if he found that out, he thought that he could come to the city and we were just going to open up the checkbook and help him out. But when he found out that to get a developer and to do all this stuff, it costs a lot of money.
But his deal and mine are entirely different. I've got
to a certain point, yes.
I've got a lot of money for you. But if you don't want to help me in any way, I don't know. I think we're going to get way too expensive when people are going to want to. I've got a couple here in town that just love plans and pictures and everything, but now they want to know how much. And if you can't even help me on the permits, what can you help me on?
As we stated before, the whack and sack would be the only other thing.
What's whack and sack to begin?
So that we can hook up your water and sewer.
Yeah. Their access charges.
Which is that $7,000 per unit charge.
So each unit is going to cost me $7,000.
That's negotiable.
Yeah.
I think that's what council's willing to negotiate on.
I just asked you that, and you said, no, we can't negotiate on anything. Come on, guys.
We can negotiate on the whack and sack. We just can't negotiate on the street and the permits.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then what will the permits cost?
Well, if you bring me plans up, I'll try to get that answer for you.
Okay, you can do that. Don't you have some of those plans?
Not of the actual townhomes. The only thing I got is the site plan. No, I don't have nothing on the actual townhomes.
Yeah, so if you can get these, the plans to Jeremy, then I think he can get you a ballpark of what those permits will be. And Jeremy can give you those numbers with and without the whack inside.
Yeah.
So you have an idea, high end, low end.
Yeah. Yep.
If I have to charge you, any of you, if you want to buy a townhouse, $250,000, would you buy one? No.
Not in Hamburg, I wouldn't.
No.
It'd be a tough sell.
Sorry to say, but I went in Hamburg. I don't know what they're getting over in Norwalk. They're wrong.
But that's entirely.
Exactly, that's what I say. I wouldn't pay that in Hamburg.
No, nobody would. And I know this couple that's really, really interested in getting that money. I'll bring the plans up tomorrow.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wallace.
Thank you. Thank you.
Move on then to Old City Business Water Tower update.
Just before we move on to Water Tower, Chris, just one thing I want to talk about, the stormwater ponding permit. The only way the county said they would approve the stormwater permit for this development, for Lois's development, is that it was a wet pond. It'd have to be a wet pond. They won't approve a dry pond. They said just because of the area, and they keep bringing up wetlands, and I'm like, it's not wetland there.
Just took that off.
I know. But they keep bringing that up, but because of them past factors, they want it to be a wet pond, not a dry pond, because they believe it'll never be dry.
So then the pond, we don't need to fight in the bottom of the pond and stuff, do we? The 4-inch and all the...
I don't know.
That brings the cost of the pond.
I can check with Justin on that to see if, because he didn't think it would, you know, like I said, they may have to dig it deeper, but there may be other parts, so I don't think it, Justin thought it wouldn't be much more of a cost for us, you know, that difference. So.
It's a wet pond. Wet pond is, you don't have to deal with all the piping, you have to deal with the mixed compost soil that you mix, put in on the bottom.
Okay. I'll check into that and see.
I'll check into that too.
So you're eliminating a lot of this.
You're more experienced than me, so. Cost of wet versus dry pond. I will look into that.
I could probably see what they're talking.
You know, and the big thing with this is, you know, typically what we would do too is, you know, now if we were doing the project or even, you know, a developer came to us, you know, typically have a feasibility report done so that way you can just see, yeah, this is not going to happen. But, you know, I feel bad for Lois, but yet I don't know what to tell her that, you know, right. What we agreed upon is I think what we have to stick to, because I don't know where we're going to come up
with
the money. We're already putting $86,000 into this development.
It's not that, Jeremy. This ain't the last building that'll ever be built in this town.
Right.
I mean, and whenever we move on in the next council, we just open the can of worms for them, and we're trying to close the can of worms.
Right. In which a lot of people, this isn't the first time somebody's come out and looked to develop one or two lots. But once I do a rough draft, like I did with Mike, did a rough draft, okay, here's what street, sewer, water, blah, 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 was going to cost, and then you divide that amount into them 5-6 lots he wanted to do, you look at that and go, yeah, I can't afford that. Well, scrap, right? It's just simple math, you know. It's, you go to the store, checkbook has that much in, that's all you can get, right?
It's like when we try to do the industrial park 2 years ago.
Same thing,
from this time.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it.
And none of this is because effort of the of city staff or council. It's just, it's bottom line numbers. I mean, it has to make sense.
All right, well, let's move on. Okay, Old City Business Water Tower update.
Okay, so just a quick update on that. Next Thursday, 2:00, opening bids. So fingers crossed, low bids. And then April 9th, come to council for approval of the bids for the water tower. Just one little snag we've run into in doing all this is they have to send out a letter to kind of almost, it seems like every agency in the state for environmental impact. So one of those went to Historical Society. Historical Society came back and said, well, there may be some historical significance because the tower's over 100 years old, which may cause us an extra hoop to jump through for the fact that if they do find that it has historical value, that we may have to do some documentation of that. So there may be a little extra work, pictures and layout or something.
And then that would mean we couldn't take it down.
Justin made it sound to me that we would be able still to demo it, but we'd have to do a few extra steps of documentation. But they work with a group, I believe it's called the 106 group, that helps for on our side to say, okay, here's the pros and cons. And like I said to Justin, I said, well, then tell the Historical Society to fork out $250,000. We'll keep it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Renovate that thing.
Exactly.
Yep. And they can put it in their parking lot.
Right. And I don't, you know, I know it's nice. I know it's been here, but it's just, once again, here we are. It's not cost effective. You know, I'd like to drive a Tesla, but it's not cost effective. Right.
Any other updates to that or any questions from council in regards to it?
Nope.
Okay, move on then to the storage container.
So the storage container. This letter. So basically, I've been working with our city attorney, you know, on putting something together to send out to Mr. Trevis and do our due diligence. So kind of as you're reading that letter is that, you know, it states they'd have to apply for a CUP April 15, 2019. So basically why we have that in there is because of our ordinances to give them the opportunity for that. But these are the proper steps we're just kind of taking. So basically for tonight, I'm looking just to that we get this letter out, get the ball rolling, to get to, you know, an end, you know, on this situation.
So I just look for a motion to advise staff to send out the letter as written.
I move to have staff send this letter as written to Mr. Trevis.
So, and seconded to send the storage container corner Bravo Street letter to Mr. Jake Trevis. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Okay, talk about the stormwater easements on parcels 45 point.
Okay, so we had to go out and locate the storm water so we can get that map. So Avery, Sibley Surveyors, is doing that right now. So once they get that, then the appraisal will take place. So that way, then once we get the appraisal back, then we can review that and then move forward with the negotiations.
Was there anything parked on it?
There wasn't, no. It was on the other side.
I looked at it a couple times, even after the other May, after the meeting, I went and looked at it.
We were able to shovel off that area.
Yeah, we've been both there.
And then with the heat from the ground,
yeah,
made a nice little hole.
Yeah.
We were able to locate that manhole.
I knew it was further back than the semi.
Yep. So the one manhole is about, behind the catch basin is about 12 feet to the center from back of the curb. That other manhole is about 14 feet from back of the curb. And then there's an open intake. I didn't realize that was an open intake down there. But that's an open intake that's down on the railroad property. And that's like about 18 feet off the tracks. So that'll get all mapped. That'll be put on the survey. And then we'll get the appraisal done and keep things moving here.
Any questions or comments on it? Okay, move on then to new city business. RFQs for well 2A and 3. Hopefully everybody had a chance to take a look at the bids and any preference from staff in regards?
I talked to Greg and Kurt on this, and they say, see no reason as to why Burgess and Caswell can't do the bid. They're the lowest bid. They're actually the ones that put in the wells. So it's kind of, we feel it's a perfect fit.
Yep.
So basically what they're doing is, what we're looking in well 2A is either pump went out, or we have a hole in the casing or something there, because we're not pumping the capacity out of 2A. So what we have in well 3 now is the fact that it's not pumping enough, or it's not coming up in a quick enough time, because we are having problems for about 2 weeks out there that the system kept tripping, because there'd have to be pressure within 5 seconds from the wells, and that wasn't getting created. Because, and what we pretty much have figured is from the check valve not holding the water, you know, so that it takes 10, 12 seconds for that water to come up, you know, 600 feet, you know, get that up and create that pressure that, you know, then kicks on the system. So what we think there is we need to pull that and look at the check valve on well number 3. So that's what we think is going on. But we were able to get Tonka. Oh, I tell you, that was an act of God just to get Tonka out here. Greg gave him 2 cents. I gave him 2 cents, and Kurt even Reitz with WWO, he gave him 2 cents too. But because what was happening is basically it would trip. There wouldn't be enough pressure, so it shut down the pumps. And it does that so you don't burn out your pumps. So Greg was coming up here probably twice at night in that 2 week period to reset and hold that till it built up enough pressure. Because there were even a few nights I came up and had to do it too. But boy, we're going to have to find a plan B. I mean, if it takes them, what was that, 3 weeks, Tamara?
It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. So.
And no response. It's like emails and phone calls and no response. No response.
Phone calls even.
Yeah.
So basically back to the RFQs.
Any questions about the RFQs? Otherwise, I entertain a motion to approve.
For Burgess and Caswell. Quote.
Move to approve the quotes for Burgess and Caswell for pump 2A and pump 3.
Second. It's moved and seconded to approve the Burgess and Caswell bids for well 2A and 3. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Let's get it done.
Good. So basically, because so much time has passed here for MediaCom to get back to us, they finally got back to us last week for the franchise agreement, which I think we had back in, was it December we started that?
Yeah.
I think. So we got to set and hold another public hearing for April 9th to approve the MediaCom franchise agreement. So basically just looking for a motion to set that public hearing. I don't know if you want to do it at 6:45 or just do it at 7 with council meeting to follow.
Probably just do it at 7 with council meeting to follow. It seems.
Yep.
So I have a motion for that.
I move to set the public hearing for the MediaCom franchise agreement for 7 o'clock on April 9th.
So, moved and seconded to approve the public hearing. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
It should be 2019.
Yes.
Yes.
I like going back in time.
It's been motions are made and seconded to approve or to have hold a public hearing for the MediaCom.
God, I haven't done that yet, and then I do it in March.
At 7 o'clock, April 9th, 2019. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public hearing is set. City rentals, clubs.
All right, so Greg kind of brought it to my attention that we had a rental Saturday, Lions had it Sunday, and then we had it rented Monday. Greg's concern is, you know, brought up, should we have clubs clean up, or should we have clubs pay something for cleanup? Because there we were paying overtime for Greg to come up Sunday night, clean the hall so it was ready for Monday morning. you know, I mean, I know, I think we've discussed this before, I don't know if it's gone anywhere, but, you know, Greg was just concerned, because he's like, I'm up here paying overtime, you know, when we already, he probably put in 6 hours moving snow, you know, on the weekend. So I don't know, just something to ponder. That it's necessarily.
Any thoughts?
Right now, the clocks don't pay anything for using it, right? For creative preparation, what do we really have?
Local clubs can rent it.
Yep.
But I think that we'd be asking too much if they could just kind of clean it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I would say, or. Or my thought was is. Rent it when there's nothing else on the weekend. You know what I mean? If we could work out that type of thing, you know, unless that's the date. I mean, I understand, but we can move it a week where there's nothing that weekend, where Greg don't have to come in till Monday, you know, and not pay the overtime. You know, if we can work out that, you know, because the clubs do give back to the city too, you know, so.
Well, if anybody has any additional thoughts, we can address it going down the road. I don't know, would we even be able to change the fee schedule until the end of the year, or would we be able to do this maybe?
I have to look at ordinance.
Okay. Why don't you double check that, and we'll discuss it at the next meeting.
Okay.
Cell phone plans for city employees.
Okay, so basically, I think we were in agreeance looking at Verizon. So basically, what it is you get a smartphone, it's $39.99. It is unlimited everything, $39.99. Now, if you want to just go to phone and text, then you got to go to a flip phone, and it's $22.90.
No, it's
and I hate flip phones because. I mean, just for texting, it's a nightmare.
Yeah,
you know. And Greg had said too, there are times where it'd be nice to have data on his phone when he's out and about to look stuff up or what. Or, and I talked to this representative from Verizon, and it's something too that, you know, if the council approves it, is I believe anybody that's council or a city employee, and even the fire department, can jump onto this plan for $39.99. So something to think about.
That's unlimited talk, text, data.
Yep.
Council thoughts? Direction for staff?
See, and the nice thing here is you'd get a free phone. I think it'd be like an iPhone 7, an older, but it's well sufficient for what we're going to use it for.
I think that the smartphone plan is a no-brainer in my opinion. Unlimited everything.
Yeah. Too bad you think about an iPhone, but.
Yeah.
Well, you can get the Galaxy 8, I think, for free, but Greg has an iPhone, so he'd rather switch with stay with an iPhone for use. So.
Let me know when you're done with discount.
Yeah, we don't have an iPigeon phone.
I'll get back into the loop here.
You do roads and ponds, we'll do cell phones.
Well, thought, if there's no additional thoughts, then I look for a motion to direct city staff in regards to the cell phone.
I move to have staff move forward with the smartphone plan for $39.99 through Verizon Wireless.
It's moved and seconded to move forward with the smartphone plan for $39.99. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Personnel Committee 2019.
Just a reminder to shoot me some dates so we can meet. That's all.
We'll do that.
Good.
Anybody else have anything else for new city business? Otherwise, we'll move on to council reports.
And just, one quick thing I got on the water tower I forgot to update you on is currently working on the PFA application, 38 pages. Ridiculous, but anyways, that's due March 28th, so I'm working with engineers and with Ellers and Associate as our bonds and to get everything together, so I'll make sure she gets in before March 28th.
Better up than you said.
Wouldn't look good, would it?
Okay, council reports. Councilman Buckentine. Councilman Tracy.
I just did have, with this rain and stuff coming, are we in any danger of, is there anything at the city level, like as far as storms?
The good thing is Greg has been diligent at keeping the, widening the streets, and he spent all last week opening up all the storm drains. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I think we should be, you know, there may be an area or two, you know, that he couldn't get open or something, but we should be in good shape.
I drove around tonight before I come up here from this end, and everything looks good. Everything is, it might only be a little
stream, but that river will cut her, yeah.
Okay.
So I think we should be good. So, you know, if you see Greg, thank him for that. He did make sure, because we've been thinking about that, because the other thing we're doing is watching the roofs here too, that all of a sudden, whew. So we have Bungard's renting the hall tomorrow, and we've already made Bungard's aware that we're going to block off that area, because if we get an inch of rain, I can see that just
letting
go on the roof.
It won't come off quite as easy as it does now, because it's rough, you know, it's great.
Right.
It'll come.
So yeah, we've been thinking ahead. We've been kind of thinking about that.
All right, that's all I have. I'm just curious.
Okay. Councilman Button?
Nothing.
Councilman Button? No. I just have a couple of things before I get to two items that are on the thing. I just want to read. I got a text message. So I just want to thank the city for going around with the blower and widening the roads by all the mailboxes. Makes my job a lot easier. Thank you. It's from one of the mailmen that delivers mail, and I can only imagine not having to either get out or reach the 4 or 5 feet to the mailbox or be up sideways. Yeah.
So the city's actually done that? That's been the city going through?
Greg went through and widened the streets with that blower. So that blower has come.
Oh man, that thing is awesome.
It paid for itself this year.
Yeah. That's been incredible. No, that's correct. The other towns, they don't have that luxury.
Then the other thing I have is, I know I talked with Jeremy about this in regards to, in the end of April, the mayors are getting together in Stillwater, Minnesota Mayor's Annual Conference. I was hoping that the council wouldn't have any objection to be attending and going to that. I would be staying overnight on the 26th, as there are events on the 27th as well. It's a Friday to a Saturday. The First Lady will be joining me, so I'll take care of her expenses in that. But I just wanted to know if there was no objection. I know in our handbook, there are provisions already laid out for how this will work from a reimbursement standpoint. So, and I'll follow those guidelines to a T. So, just wanted to make the council aware, and if there was any objection, then I wouldn't. It's the regional council mayors meeting, which I'll touch on here in a little bit. A lot of them go to this, and it's been just a really good way for me to be able to network and maybe open up some doors, and I don't know, it might have played a factor into us getting a water tower as well. So, any thoughts from council, or otherwise? That's where I'll be at the end of April, so hopefully nothing happens. If anything does, then the assistant mayor can take over and do all that jazz. Regional council mayor's meeting was yesterday. As you can see my notes in there, there's a lot of buzz, and it continues to be the buzz in regards to affordable housing and transportation. The one nice thing I was pleased to hear from the Met Council, Nora Slavik, was that in regards to Governor Waltz's budget, even though they're increasing the transit budget, a lot of it, the majority of it, is going towards buses. So it's not light rail. I know a lot of people are, you know, they have very strong opinions of light rail. I share some of those opinions. But I was pleased to hear that they're going to be looking at more buses. And then, of course, transitioning out diesel buses for electric buses, which obviously will help lower some operational costs along the lines. Myself, along with the mayor from Dayton, and I forget where the other mayor, where she was from, we pointed out the fact that we pay and participate with some, for some of the bus services that we don't get up here. So we're not alone, you know, in not getting some of those things that we do pay for. And they said that's something that they plan to work on. It's just not on the immediate radar, but eventually it will be. And it'll be nice to get that bus connection out here at some point.
He hasn't been on the radar since 1980, for sure. They paid taxes up and since then, for sure.
And then, just to break the news to the group, I will be in Dallas for the next meeting. So, Councilman Tracy will be in the group.
Don't feel good.
Brush up on your Robert's rules and
things are going to happen now.
Oh boy.
I did talk with Jeremy about the last time I had missed a meeting when I was a council member. We did do it via Skype. Unfortunately, the facility that I will be at does not have a good a spot out in the public. Because I would have to be out in the public someplace. So if anybody from Minnesota happened to be down in Texas when I'm there, they would be able to attend our meeting. So I suppose I could use carrier pigeons. Might make a long meeting, but but yes, I unfortunately will miss the April meeting.
I hope you're flying 737 Max 8.
No, I have asked the chief if he's going to be flying back to Texas, and he doesn't know his routes yet, so I'm kind of hoping that maybe, I don't know if it'd be a good thing or a bad thing for us to be on the same flight. I mean, that's a lot of risk to Hamburg, I guess, maybe. all kidding aside, I calls me Tracy. If there's nothing else for the good of the city, then I look for a motion to adjourn. Moving seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting on March 12th, 2019 at 7:57. All in favor? Opposed? We are adjourned.